This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 743, Vocabulary for Avoiding IELTS Burnout.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get fantastic vocabulary and tips for taking care of yourself in your IELTS journey, avoiding burnout, and staying healthy, positive, and motivated. Hello, awesome IELTS students. I want to talk to you today about avoiding IELTS burnout, some vocabulary to talk about de-stressing. And this is vocab you could definitely use on your exam for sure. So there's that you're going to learn. But I want to talk about this vocab in the bigger picture of how important it is to maintain your mental health throughout this IELTS preparation process. I know how stressful it is, guys. I feel ya. I feel your pain. Now, the reason why I planned this episode was because I had a conversation with a friend this morning, and I was talking about just, you know, how busy I've been and how I have to wake up at 3 a.m. to fly to Canada and take the computer test. It could feel like a lot sometimes, right? Life can just feel like a lot sometimes. But if we talk about it, if we name it, I like this phrase, just name it out loud, name your problem out loud. This helps to alleviate the burden. So alleviate's a great verb for to make less. And we often use it with like lessen negative effects. Right? So remember it in this context of to alleviate burden. A burden is something that is weighing heavily on you. So maybe the pressure to get those IELTS scores feels like a burden right now. I don't blame ya. There's a lot of pressure. So to alleviate this burden just a little bit, I encourage you to talk to a friend about it. When we, like I said, name it, when we put our worries into words and we give it to someone else, we put it out in the world, it helps to, first of all, put it into a context, right? Because if we can define it, if we can name the things, I have to do this and this, then it doesn't seem so vague and stressful. But also it's just like, just get it out of your head, just put it out into the universe, give a little bit of it to a friend who is supportive and get outside your head a little bit. All right. So I do encourage you to alleviate the IELTS burden by talking about it. Now, I do also recommend, guys, lists. Just make some lists. So there's a couple reasons here, a couple vocab phrases associated with my reasons. First of all, when you are in it. This is the phrase, in it. When you are in it, it is difficult to see your way out. It is difficult to deal with anything because you are too involved in the stress. So if you are in the middle of 3 hours of studying IELTS, you are in it and it's tough, right? We also can use the idiom, you can't see the forest through the trees. That means when you are so tied up in the little details, like some of you guys get really worried about little grammar details, little prepositions, whatever. When you are so tied up in those little details, those trees in this analogy, then it's difficult to see the bigger picture and you end up wasting time on the small stuff and you lose track of really what's important, right? Like in speaking, for example, having a first language accent isn't gonna kill you, right? That's not the thing that's gonna kill your pronunciation score. As long as I can understand you, as long as your accent doesn't get in the way, you can still get a very high score for pronunciation, okay? What you do need to focus on is the bigger picture, right? How are you showing your personality through being expressive in your answers? That's the bigger picture. That's the forest to keep in mind, not the little trees that waste our time and only cause us more worry. So again, guys, those two phrases, to be in it and can't see the forest through the trees. Now, if you are approaching burnout, okay, if you feel like you are on the precipice, there's a great word, the precipice, the edge of just panicking and crying and giving up, if you are approaching that phase, you gotta detox, all right? You may have heard native speakers use the phrase digital detox. That's where we get away from our phones, our computers, anything to do with technology. We get away from it and it does wonders for our mental health and helps us to tie back in with the world, with the present, with ourselves. Like I just had a digital detox with James. Okay. Well, I'll be honest, like not fully. I still brought a little Wi-Fi speaker so we could listen to the Beatles while we were playing cards. I taught him how to play poker. So we listened to some music while we were playing poker. But don't worry, we didn't bet money. We just bet like sticks and acorns. But anyway, guys, it is okay to talk about and experience and plan an IELTS detox, okay? So avoid that burnout stage by putting it in your planner. Schedule yourself time, okay? Say, for 2 days, I am not even gonna think about IELTS. All right, so schedule that for yourself, okay? You need to, at all costs, avoid that burnout. So putting something like this in your schedule, I realize it does sound a bit silly, like you're overdoing the whole list thing. But as a person who relies on lists, I think you should too. I do have to schedule, you know, downtime for myself, and that's fine. If just be honest with yourself, right? If you're a person who tends to be a perfectionist, tends to work too hard at stuff, it is okay to make yourself relax, to schedule downtime. So lists. You guys, you gotta list out your tasks for studying IELTS. You cannot learn and study and practice everything at once. Okay? Nobody can. That's impossible. The important thing here is to take it a step at a time. Okay? Take one step at a time. Hello, fantastic IELTS Energy listeners. When you are done detoxing from IELTS, I encourage you to let us help you. Get into the Three Keys IELTS system, guys. We guarantee the score increase on your next exam. Don't forget, you also get a special bonus just for you because you are a valued podcast listener. So go after the detox to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. So this week, you're going to learn the listening strategies. After you learn the listening strategies, you learn about the different question types, you have to practice them. Not under great pressure, not necessarily with a practice test, just little quizzes. After you finish all of the listening strategies, you've practiced all of the question types, then you start doing test practice. And you continue to do test practice once a week until your exam, all right? So listing that out, listing the small things you have to do helps you get over that bigger picture. Because if all you have in mind is like, I have to get a 7, I have to get an 8, how do you do that? You do that by breaking it up into very small, very achievable objectives and making a plan. So that's why our study plan in Three Keys IELTS works so well, because it takes all that anxiety and pressure off of you. And you could see, okay, I don't have to worry about writing right now, even though that's the scariest part. I'm going to do that in 2 weeks. And then it clears your mind and you could focus on the task ahead. Okay. Now, the next phrase I want to teach you, which is lovely, is levity. The phrase with it is to inject levity into a situation. So, such awesome vocab. Now, the context I want you to think about this word is in what material you're choosing. Okay. So sometimes in personal coach classes, I'm like, you know, so are you reading? Because you have to be reading. They're like, yeah, I read a newspaper article every day. And you know what? This person really doesn't like the newspaper, okay? So they don't have to read the newspaper. Guys, you have the power to control what materials you're using. So I encourage you to choose wisely. Choose things that motivate you, all right? So if you are tired, if you are just like done with reading the newspaper, don't read it next week, all right? Choose materials that are fun. For example, there's an online newspaper called The Onion. And it's just know that it's all fake news. It's all sarcastic. It's supposed to be funny. Okay. None of these articles are real. It's hilarious. And you know what? It still does reflect stuff that's happening in the real world. So you know what, guys? I think it counts as reading the newspaper. All right. So in order to inject levity in your IELTS situation, choose your materials wisely. Just a related adjective I want to teach you just because it is lovely is the adjective jovial. So like on IELTS, for example, if you are talking about a friend, if you're describing a friend, describing yourself, and this person is just happy, right? They're just a happy, joyful person. Then you could describe that person as jovial. Or if you have to describe a situation that was lighthearted and fun and joyful, lots of jokes happening, right? People just having a good time, maybe a birthday party, then you could describe that situation or that event as jovial. So again, guys, jovial, write that down. Awesome word. And then that phrase, to inject levity. So levity, it's just to make a difficult situation lighter with humor. So again, resource The Onion. It is so good. So just to summarize, you guys, the vocab that we have learned together today along our IELTS journey, we are with you. Alleviate the burden of IELTS. Plan an IELTS detox to avoid burnout. When you choose your resources, try to choose those that inject levity into your studies. And furthermore, seek out jovial situations. Okay, guys. Another way to avoid burnout and alleviate your burden is just to find out where you're at, right? Like if you took the test today, what score would you get? We have a quiz just for you. It's super awesome. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore to take that quiz. And then that leads you into some starter classes. It's all free and it's all made just at your level, depending on what happens in that quiz. Amazing resources. Awesome. And you know, guys, if you are really ready to just take this burden off yourself, to give it to someone else so we can help you, trust our system, guys. Trust our team of professionals. Go ahead, guys. Get into Three Keys IELTS now. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the entire course, or go to allearsenglish.com/coach. That's how you get classes as well with one of our professionals. And guys, use those links so you also get the bonus just for podcast listeners. Okay, everyone. I hope this vocab helped you. I mean, vocab is great, but Furthermore, I hope you can take some of these tips, and I promise you, I am using them myself as well to avoid burnout and stay motivated. Okay, guys, have an awesome rest of the week, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.